This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 7th. Well, cattle markets fell apart yesterday after a nice run up last week. We just could not hold it. We ended up with a reversal down on the front month live cattle at the resistance level, and then the back months got up to the gap resistance and could not get above it. So we ended up with reversals down on Friday, and then Monday we come in gapping lower and getting some acceleration to the downsides. We've almost, on the deferred live cattle futures, we've almost retraced the entire rally from the previous week. Front month December is about halfway back, but it's not a good look for this market that, you know, failed at the resistance and getting quite a bit of momentum to the downside. In feeder cattle, we never really had that big of a rally to begin with, but it finally responded to the strength in live cattle last Thursday with a nice day up in feeders. Friday, you saw the market retrace a little bit, and then Monday, it just followed live cattle lower. It wasn't a gap, but we didn't spend a lot of time in positive territory yesterday, just barely right at the start of the session. And then it rolled over and saw the same kind of selling pressure that we saw in live cattle. So this is a rough start to a week where it looked like we were going to get some momentum to the upside. For feeders, you know, we broke below the first level of support. So now I think we're going to take a look at those lows put in last week and we'll see what we do there. I didn't think we'd come back down here, but there's a lot of momentum to the downside yesterday. And I would imagine you'll get some follow through from that today, especially in live cattle where the gap's lower. Now going to create yet another level of resistance in the live cattle futures. So we'll see. It didn't look like the cash market was falling apart or that we had a lot going on there, but there definitely was some aggressive selling going on yesterday. In the cash trade, we pretty much had some wrap-up business reporting on Monday. The Fed trader on 185 was actually up one from where the average was on Friday. On the dress trade at 292, that was unchanged from Friday's prices. Box beef values were slightly lower yesterday, choice down 62 cents at 302. Select was down 165 at 270. The spread gained $1.03. We're sitting at 31.36. Movement was 87 loads, which is not bad. It's not great for a Monday, but you know, usually Monday is a fairly light number, and this would be right in line with where it typically would be. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. That's down 3,000 from the week prior and equal to where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index, the daily index, is at 238.82, and that comes on pretty good volume. So that's a good solid number that will have a more of an impact on the seven-day average simply because there's a lot of numbers traded at this price. The average was up $1.30 at 238.92. So the daily average at 238.82 is pretty much right where the seven-day average is. So that's going to help stabilize the feeder cattle index. And again, getting a little bit of a bump from the higher numbers that we saw over the previous few days. So there's not a lot in the cash market that would explain the pressure going on in futures. I think, the markets have had quite a sell-off here over the last month, you know, month and a half, couple months, in fact. So there's that longer-term momentum to the downside. And again, the failure to hold just puts the spook in a lot of these guys who've gotten long, trying to take a stab at the long side and not having much success there. So my guess is you're probably going to retrace in feeders. You're probably going to test the lows from these last couple weeks. In live cattle, you still have some room there, but the back months are fairly close to that. Front month December, you know, still has a few bucks before it gets there, but we'll see. I think it's a pretty good support level on both live cattle and feeders. Those were major lows from several months ago. So the market should find, you know, buying again, especially if the, you know, this momentum or acceleration to the downside wanes and we get some stability. I do think that the markets will take another stab at the long side, but we need to see the markets, you know, stabilize at those price levels at least before the longs come in and try to take another stab at it. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.